Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, last night was phenomenal. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. We are number one in the Western Conference. Not just the division. Not just barely making it. We are an elite hockey team. We're only 1 point behind the Rangers for the President's Trophy. I get it, a lot of people don't want to touch that. However, the 99 Stanley Cup team won the President's Trophy and won it all. Why not go ahead and break superstitions and break the curse? Anyway, this team is a mirror image of the 99 team. I truly believe that. You guys may think I'm nuts. You may think that I'm right on. But there are some factors in my decision here that make me realize that we are a cup contending team. One, we can roll four lines better than anybody. We're deep. Two, our goaltending is absolutely phenomenal. Jake Ottinger last night, larcenous, as Razor Ray would say. Fantastic goaltending, concentrated at a whole nother level. It's still very saddening to me that he didn't get the full season to prove how good he was to the rest of the country. So he wasn't going to get a chance at the Vezina. But it was Vezina caliber goaltending last night. And I'm a firm believer that those awards do matter, because the more that we better ourselves, the better the confidence builds, the better we are in our family life, our work life, whatever. That applies to all of us, no matter if we're professional athletes or not. The other thing that's amazing is how much separation in the Central Division there is now. We're starting to take hold. We clinched the playoff spot last night. It's phenomenal what we've done. Jamie Benn gets to have his 900th point in front of his home crowd. Only one other player that's done it. He happens to have a statue out in front of American Airlines Center, the great Mike Badano. And he's done it with one team his whole career. I love Jamie Benn. Shout out to the man. He's going to be a Hall of Famer for sure. But look at the separation we're getting right now. It's incredible. Everything that we're doing is incredible. And one more piece of the puzzle. If everyone remembers, about 3 weeks before the playoffs started in the 99 season, we happened to get a player by the name of Brendan Morrow. Those that have been around the Stars a long time know who I'm talking about. This Logan Stankoven thing is making me remember what we did back then. It's a mirror image of bringing a player up that is just giving that little push that we need. And of course, our defense is phenomenal. This team is ready for a deep run. You know, you want the higher seed so you don't have to battle with teams that you want to ease into. Right now, if today the start of the playoffs happened, we would be playing the LA Kings, which would be a perfect first-round opponent. It's an opponent that we have been dominant against this year. It would be a really good start. Look, we want to play anybody, but there is this deal with the playoffs where if you don't have a little bit of luck on your side, it doesn't work either. So we want a little bit of that luck. We want a little bit of that cushion. Get a first round opponent that we can really devour and get ready for the next round. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And as the great Beastie Boys say, gotta keep it separated. Our journey is our own.